Hello, I am Julian.
And I'm Asher.
And this is Science Sunday. So, Asher, what is today's theme?
I'm glad you asked. Today we're talking about teleportation and how it's possible.
I'm guessing this is your favorite subject?
Well, I wanted to talk about unicorns, but you said no. You said we're talking about teleportation.
Anyways, I have some questions about our subject.
Did you even hear me?
What is teleportation?
Well, teleportation is the process by which an object travels instantaneously across space.
So is teleportation.
If you already knew, why did you ask?
It's in the script.
Oh, right.
So, Star Trek is a popular TV show that has teleportation in it. Can you tell us how that works?
Sure. It most likely works by a process called quantum teleportation, in which an object's information is scanned and a replica of it is created.
Wait, a replica?
Yes. The original object is completely destroyed and a replica is created.
So, wait. If I was in the teleporter, would that mean I would die and a replica of me would still think it's me?
Well, yes and no. You would be completely destroyed, but no, the clone would not have any memories at all. Allow me to explain.
Hold on.
After being teleported, your original brain is completely incinerated, and a new one is formed. But memories aren't physical properties in your brain. They're electrical signals in your head. That means that the clone would be completely clueless how to walk, stand up, breathe, eat, drink, or anything at all, in fact.
Wait, they don't even know how to breathe?
Well, it's still your brain, so watching someone breathe would give Replica you a flashback on how to breathe.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, then. I have a game for you to play. Real or fake?
Fake.
We haven't started yet. I'm going to tell you three news stories, two of which are fake, and only one is real. Can you guess what is what?
Go ahead.
The first story is, a new eyeless insect-like creature was discovered recently because of a piece of cheese. The second story is, there's a recent discovery of what seems to be a herbivore T-Rex. The final story of today is, cats and dogs are now proven to only see shades of gray.
Wow. Let's see. I would think that, first of all, I'm going to rule out...
What are you
going to... Jesus.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Good first game.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Do I get to give you ones later afterwards?
Maybe next episode.
Okay.
You haven't written one yet.
Oh.
It's not in the script.
Okay. Well, the insect one seems a little far-fetched.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to completely rule it out yet. The herbivore T-Rex.
does that seem a little off to you?
Too far-fetched. I'm going to say no on that one. A little bit too far-fetched?
Are you sure about that?
I mean, the cheese... It sounds really far-fetched, but it sounds weird enough that it might be true to me for some
reason. That's the point of the game. I've chose the weirdest stories and made up two of them.
Let's see. The one that sounds the most likely is the cats and dogs, but I don't know.
Well, like, everyone already thinks that cats and dogs are, can only see colors of gray. So,
you know what? I'm gonna say, cats and dogs is the correct one.
You got it wrong.
What is it? Which one?
Actually, the eyeless insect creature that was discovered because of a piece of cheese.
See, I said I wasn't going to rule it out completely, because...
I'll explain that one. So a scientist, he took a piece of stinky cheese and lured out a new kind of insect that had no eyes from a cave.
That makes a lot of sense.
It makes perfect sense. I'm mostly sure...
A stinky cheese insect with no eyeballs.
Exactly.
That sounds...
Yes.
Perfect.
It's real.
Yes.
Love me.
No. Okay.
But the cats and dogs can actually see some color.
Wow.
Did you know
that? Hey, puppy, right next to me. You. Can you see?
Don't talk to the puppy.
The blue wall. The wall's blue. Can you see it?
What?
He doesn't know. He's grooming himself. He wants to look fabulous.
Well, I'll explain the cats and dogs to you later. But all right. That's all for this week's show. I'm Julian.
And I'm Asher.
And this has been Science Sunday.
Da, 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 da.
Stop singing.